Many high-performance aircraft are equipped with either anti-ice systems that will prevent ice from forming on critical parts of the airplane, or de-icing systems to remove the ice once it's already there. De-icing boots are inflatable rubber strips attached to and conforming to the leading edge of the wing and tail surfaces. When activated, they are pressurized with air and they expand, breaking ice off of the boot surfaces. The best technique for using de-icing boots is to use them at the first indication of any ice. Then you should operate the boots several times to clear the ice. When using in-flight de-icing systems in icing conditions, you should know there will be residual or some stage of intercycle ice on the wings, because ice is permitted to accrete between cycles on the wing or tailplane and is never entirely clean. Upon exiting icing conditions, you should continue to cycle de-icing boots several times to remove residual ice left behind after normal boot operation. An alternate type of leading-edge ice protection is known as a weeping wing. This system provides de-ice and anti-ice protection by pumping an antifreeze solution through small holes located on the leading edge of the wings. Heavy icing on the leading edge is not as bad as light icing on the upper surface because ice on the leading edge can be removed by de-icing systems. Ice on the upper surface is more difficult to remove. If you detect icing while also experiencing a rolling condition, that's a sign you may have picked up ice in a sensitive area of the wings aft of the area protected by ice prevention systems. Since you are starting to lose aileron control effectiveness and may be close to a stall, your best course of action is to set the power and angle of attack for a controlled descent. Reduce the angle of attack by lowering the nose, increase your airspeed, and roll the wings level. Preventing ice from causing a hazard for aircraft certificated for flight into known icing conditions is accomplished by spraying alcohol or glycol solution on the aircraft before takeoff, a de-icing system on the aircraft, and an anti-icing system on the aircraft.